You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Thank you for joining us here today on this Wednesday. Hump day already. Praise God. Thank you for joining us here today on this Wednesday. We're tuning in today to God's frequency. God's got a word for you today. He always has a word if you go to where he speaks. I know the secret, and I share it with you. That is, God is always broadcasting. Let's tune in to hear some words from him today. Prior to getting started, I invite you guys to church tonight. It's Wednesday. We're having service at 6. You are invited. If this is the 5:30 rebroadcast of WGOD, hey, you guys still have 30 minutes to make it to church here tonight. We would love to see you. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive, right here in Merritt Island, 6 to 7 o'clock tonight. Brand new book. This is our first week back here since the end of July. We took a few weeks off, recharge our batteries, catch our breath, going back at it now for the rest of the year. We're in the book of Galatians, verse by verse. That's what we do here at this church. We study, for the most part, the New Testament, verse by verse, and we're in Galatians. We'd love to see you here now on the radio. This is part two of what you just heard yesterday. I just preached this sermon on Sunday. It's the fullness of the Gentiles, or as the old NIV calls it, the full number of the Gentiles. And what a key translation, number. You see, that puts the sign hanging on the pearly gates. It would say proverbially something like, maximum capacity, because it's a number now. Blindness, that's the word perosis, in part, that is not all Jews. Many Jews believe in Christ. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel. He's referring to national Israel. Then the word until. Until is the most important word here in this text, meaning that God's plan with Israel is temporary. This blindness, and God's given them the blindness, not the devil. God's done it. Revelation chapter 11, verse 7, it says, God has given them a katanuxios, a spirit of stupor. That is a senseless mental condition, like I used to be in years ago, prior to the Lord snatching me out of hellfire. But for us Gentiles, 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, Satan, the god of this world, has blinded the minds of them that are lost, or those that believe not. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. Maybe God's waiting on us. Peter wrote that you and I can hasten the day that the Lord returns. Maybe that's why Jesus said in Mark 13:32, he himself didn't know. That's where we're at here today. This is part two of this message, the fullness of the Gentiles. Love to see you guys tonight, 6 o'clock. He's able to restore your severed relationship with him. Like the parable of the prodigal son. When the Bible says that he came to his senses, first you got to come to your senses. Once he came to his senses, he returned home. When he approached home, his father saw him from a distance, and he ran to him and embraced him. Let me encourage you, God is waiting for you as well. Like the prodigal son, he is waiting. He's looking. He sees you coming from a distance.
And what his desire is to embrace you as well. Kill the fatted calf for you. Put the ring on your finger. Give you some new pair of Jimmy Choos. He's waiting for you. The unfortunate thing is from our text today is that the world is running out of time. Because if you've noticed, there's also an Old Testament in this book. And that's bad news for all of you. That's bad news for all you Gentiles. Because their story is incomplete. That there's an Old Testament here is bad news for you. He's not done with the nation of Israel. We're finding out here today when he's going to pick up his plan. The very fact that there's an Old Testament, you see, it's got to make your hair stand up. He's not done dealing with Israel. He's going to resume his plan with them. And we're going to look at here, we're going to see when this is going to happen. The time is coming when God's going to resume his plan for the old covenant nation of Israel, estranged since the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, when they proclaimed, and I quote, "Let his blood be on us and on our children," unquote. So that's where we're at here today, September 21st, year of our Lord, 2025. God, through his word for 2,000 years, repeatedly speaks to you and says, even today, he says, today, if you will, notice this is an open invitation and it's on you. It's not on him, it's on you. He says, today, if you will, hear his voice. Do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the days of trial in the wilderness. When your fathers tested me and they tried me, they saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and I said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath that they would not enter my rest. So catch the word today. Catch the phrase, if you will. And this, 2 Corinthians 6:1. Paul says, we then, as workers together with Christ, we plead with you not to receive the grace of God. Remember, the grace of God, the day of the outstretched arms. The day of the outstretched arms is the day of grace where Jesus has been standing here for 2,000 years saying, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. We then, as workers together with Christ, we plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you. In the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Catch the urgency here. From Matthew to Revelation. You read about Jesus calls himself the thief in the night. Catch the urgency here. All of these pleadings that the Lord and his servants make to you reaches its pinnacle right here now in this text, Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Here in verse 25 is perhaps the greatest mystery of all time. At least I rank it in the top three of all mysteries. Verse 25, Romans 11, 25. And this will help you make sense at why there's so much pleading in the Bible for you not to reject the Son of God when he calls you. It's because of what we are going to read here right now. Romans 11, 25. He says, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant, or we could, instead of ignorant, say uninformed. Uninformed is what this word means in this case. I do not desire that you should be uninformed of this mystery, so that you may not be conceited. I'm reading from the NIV. All right, here it comes. Are you ready? Here comes the secret mystery. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel. Catch the next word. What does it say? Until. That's the most important until in all of the Bible. At least relating to your soul and salvation. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And there's your maximum capacity sign. First off, notice it's a mystery. No one's ever heard it before. No one, not Peter, not Moses, not Isaiah, not even Elijah or Daniel. A secret formerly known only to God, but now has been revealed to all of you. Two things. Number one, God is not done with Israel. That's secret number one. God is not done with Israel. Secret number two. There is a number limit on how many Gentiles will gain entry into the kingdom. There is a number limit for how many Gentiles will gain entry into the kingdom. Hence all the pleadings about the word today. Listen now, tens of thousands of people are rejoicing at the death of Charlie Kirk, reveals to us where we are on God's prophetic time clock. This is prophetic what you're seeing in this country out here today. And Paul is saying that these Gentiles who he wrote this letter to, first, well, he says, don't be conceited. That is, don't be ignorant of this mystery. Don't be arrogant, thinking you're better than your Jewish next door neighbor because you're saved and you're not. And because you have the insight into the Son of God, and he doesn't yet, because, now hear me here, when his insight comes, your insight ends. When the insight for your Jewish neighbor comes, now remember, if you read Romans chapter 11, I encourage you guys to read it in verses 7 or 8. It says, God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, ears they should not hear, down to this very day. What's happened to Israel has been caused and brought about by Jehovah himself. What's happened to people that rejoice at the death of Charlie Kirk? 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says, the God of this world, that's the devil himself, has blinded the minds of everyone that is lost out here. Big difference. God has brought this on. Romans chapter 11, verse 7 and 8. When his insight comes, your insight ends. Literally. Because you probably won't be here anymore when this happens. And the door is going to be shut. We're getting to that. I got ahead of myself. So let's break down this verse. We're talking about national Israel. And we're looking at when God is going to resume his plan with Israel. Because it concerns you. And boy, does it ever concern you. So, blindness, that's the Greek word perosis, like osteoporosis. Remember, osteo is your Greek word for your bones. Osteoporosis is a condition where this calluses grow on your bone. It's like those Indians that walk on those coals of fire and they don't hurt their feet. When stuff's growing on their feet, you get these calluses walking on the beach barefoot your whole life, right? You get these calluses on your feet and you don't feel it anymore like you used to. Well, there's a spiritual blindness that's happened here. So blindness, spiritual blindness, calluses on your heart, unable to see that Jesus is Lord and Messiah. Number two, it's partial blindness. That is, there's a remnant. There's lots of Jewish believers out here today. I'm sure you guys have met some of them. that slip through the cracks, some believe, like Peter and Paul. Number three, the blindness is temporary. That is, it's waiting on you. It's temporary. Number four, the blindness ends when the last Gentile believes. The blindness ends when the last Gentile believes. Understand my upsetness of thinking that this happened before halftime today? Imagine that. And before you say, Pastor Paul, you're out of your ever-loving mind. You read the news that how many people rejoice at the death of Charlie Kirk. All right, before you call me crazy, you look at how many people are just getting ready to have the biggest party. That's your thumb on the pulse of what's going on in the world out here today. You know what I need? I'm sorry that I preached this not that long ago, what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do that again after Pastor Darren next week. We got to look at the State of the Union. That'll be my next sermon. This gentleman's preaching next week. I will the week after, and we will look at that. We'll look at the State of the Union and what's going on here. So if you've heard it before, heaven forbid, we're professional Christians around here, right? I mean, as professional bowlers, professional baseball players, heaven forbid we're professional Christians, right? There's no crime in that, right? Think about this word last, or the phrase last number, full number I mean. So much for all the left behind books and movies out here, and all the bad theology. All the bad theology telling people if they miss the rapture, they can catch the next train to heaven. Let me ask the question, what part of last do you not understand? What part of full do you not understand? That'd be a great title for a book, a mystery work of nonfiction. I think I'm going to write this someday after I'm dead. Oh, I'll have time then. Well, the last Gentile. Maybe your son. Maybe your granddaughter. See, that's this great mystery. Is a number that's known only to God. I love the way the NIV translate the word pleroma as not fullness. They translated it as full number. It's a number. It's a number of non-Jews out here since Adam. Imagine that. Your son, maybe your daughter, your wife, your lost husband. Blindness, paresis, in part, that's not everyone, has happened to Israel. Catch the word, until, meaning this is only temporary, until the last number of the Gentiles has, he says, come in. Into what? Into the kingdom. So there's two more things, fullness and come in. Fullness, again, this Greek word pleroma, like a full tank of gas. Guess what? Full means full. Here's the word in action, Galatians 4:4. It says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Full means full. There are 60 seconds to a minute. Not 61 and not 59. You can stomp your feet all you want. There is 60 seconds to a minute. You can't add anything to that. It's full. So Israel is in its current spiritual condition until the last number of the Gentiles takes their seat in the kingdom of God. Again, what does that mean? Somewhere there's a number known only to God. That number contains the sum number of Gentiles that will come in, just like he just said here, into the faith. And once that number is hit, I can imagine heaven having a sign fastened on one of its gates that says maximum capacity. Kind of like one of those flashing Krispy Kreme donut signs. Donuts are what? What does it say? Fresh, or was it hot? All right? Here it's, well, you know, I fear it's oh so close to the keeper of that heavenly sign to flick on the neon light that says, I mean, imagine heaven, here it is outside of heaven. There's a sign there that says maximum capacity, and it's going to flick and it's going to say, right, Linda?
Full.
Or
closed.
He's been warning you for years upon years upon years. Look, this is why there's so many warnings. I'm blue in the face about this. I know the spiritual condition of 99% of everyone here in this church. If you're watching here on YouTube, I might not, and I probably don't know you. Or if you're watching on Facebook, this is why you see the word today and the urgencies and why Jesus calls himself a thief in the night. What does a thief steal? Not your garbage. He steals valuables. And he's coming soon. We don't know when. He said himself in Mark 13:32, he says he doesn't know when he's coming back. And he's coming back again, and he's coming back to steal his valuables out of this world. Once that number is hit, we'll see this verse come to pass that we started this sermon with today. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will try to get in and will not be able. That's Jesus' response to that question. Understand, that's not my response. That's Jesus' response, not mine. Don't mistake me for him for a second. When they asked him, are there going to be a whole lot of people saved? You heard his response, not mine. He's telling you to strive. And he's telling you that a lot of people are going to try to get in, and they're not going to be able to get in. And he's telling you the time is coming where he's going to shut this door. We read also in Matthew chapter 25. He says, when they went out to buy. Now this time he reveals it in a parable this time. Before he's just flat out telling you, point blank, verbatim, no parable. Here, this time, it's a parable. He says, when the people, when the 10 virgins went out to buy, the bridegroom came, and he says, those that were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Now, there's two times I've read it to you. You can go back to Noah and the ark, Genesis chapter 7, verse 16. The Bible says that God shut the door on Noah in the ark. So that's three times now. Afterwards, the other virgins came and they said, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. That's the second time he said that phrase now. Then he says, watch therefore, catch the urgency. Catch the urgency today from the Son of God for you not to miss this. Okay? Watch therefore. Some translations have an exclamation point right there. Watch therefore. Don't miss this. For you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. That's the fullness of the Gentiles. It's a number, just like the old NIV reads. And when that happens, no one knows. Out of his own mouth, no one knows. A number known only to God. Once the number has been reached, then God will resume his plan with the nation of Israel. Because his plan for you at that point has ended. Now, speaking of Israel, verse Verse 26, let's pick it up there. And then we're done. You want to know Israel's future? Keep on reading. And so all of Israel will be saved, as it is written. Meaning he told you in the Old Testament it was going to be this way. God's not done with Israel. What are you? Are you wacky or something? He called Abraham out. He says, if you can count all these stars, he's not done with the nation of Israel. Thank God he's not done with us because of sin either. Otherwise, who would be left? I mean, who could gain entry if it was because of... See, this is why Jesus died for me and for you. So all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion. That's the heavenly Mount Zion. And he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Concerning the gospel, now this is the state of Israel today. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning election, that is, God called them before he even made any of this muck. Well, he made this great. It's turned into muck. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. And aren't you happy about that this morning? That the calling of God is irrevocable, meaning he doesn't change his mind due to sin or due to you having a bad day. God doesn't change his mind because you've had a bad day. Or if you've suffered a terrible fall. He chose you from before the foundations of the world, and his calling to you is irrevocable. God does not change his mind. Verse 30, for as you were once disobedient to God, yet now you have obtained mercy through their disobedience. Even so, these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown to you, they might obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, so that he might have mercy upon all. Praise God. For God, he said, he has committed all the disobedience so that he might have mercy on everyone. What do you think of them apples? Look at Paul's response to this truth, and we'll make this our doxology here today. Verse 33. This just floored him. He said, oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Exclamation point. How unsearchable are his judgments. How untraceable are his ways. Who is not, now he's going to quote Job. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has become his counselor? Who has first given to him that should be repaid to him? For of him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We say amen to that. So church, take your seat in the kingdom of God while it's still today. Who knows? Perhaps you're the one. Maybe God's waiting on you.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.